Tax cuts at home, arguments about war overseas, the themes of this presidential election campaign season. Here's our man for all seasons, regular day-to-day Friday political analyst Juan Williams. He's a senior NPR news correspondent. Juan, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Juan, I think this is not a distortion to say we've just heard Congressman Rangel argue on this program that voters should put the Democrats back in charge and the party will then be willing to begin acting responsibly on fiscal policy.
I'm a little stunned, Alex, by the magnitude of what happened in Washington this week, because it really suggests that the political landscape is under such control by the Republicans that Democrats don't have any room to fight, any ability to fight in some cases. I mean, all they could do for fear of being labeled as some kind of tax raisers was to suggest that they want some offsetting tax increases or spending cuts that would allow the deficit to be reduced. Because what you've got here is a proposition from the Republicans that they're going to raise the deficit by, you know, it's a $422 billion deficit already this year. That's going to be a record. And they're going to raise it some more in order to keep these three tax cuts in place by extending them. And I think that what you have here is even an effort by some to say, let's extend the access to the child tax credit for poor people, and Republicans saying, no, that will add to the deficit, so we don't want to do that. That's not fiscally responsible. But for every other reason, especially for people who are more affluent, who will be the beneficiaries, really, of these tax cuts, it's okay. I think what you're seeing here is Democrats on the run. I think they fear that they're not going to be able to do well in the elections, in the sense is that they're worried about, at one time, they were talking about picking up some seats in the Senate and the House. I think now they're worried about just keeping what they have.
Is the tax issue gone now for the Democrats? Are they inoculated?
Well, in a sense, yes. I think that it's off the table. I think you saw that the two votes against it in the Senate came from Republicans. Democrats feel they've taken it off the table by simply going along with it and, of course, therefore avoiding the label of, you know, tax and spend Democrats and liberals and all the rest, that's off the table since it, you know, got such overwhelming support in the Senate.
A high-profile visit this week by Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. He said things were getting better in Iraq. Here he is speaking to Congress.
We are fighting for freedom and democracy. Every day we grow in strength and determination to defeat the terrorists and their barbarism. The second message is quite simple, and one that I would like to deliver directly from my people to yours. Thank you, America.
Iraq's prime minister speaking to Congress this week, but two Americans were beheaded this week by terrorists there, and there are continuing questions about the prospect of elections in January in Iraq. Why is that question so key, do you think?
There are three key elections this fall, Alex. One here in the U.S. that we know well about, second in Afghanistan, and the third in Iraq. And, of course, the one in Iraq is tied into the election here in the United States because it would suggest that all of the aspirations that President Bush has put forward in terms of creating a democracy in Iraq might come to fruition. But given the difficulties with the security situation, you've had U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan say he doesn't think that the elections can take place without better security, without a lessening of the violence. The Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, who is the most powerful Shiite cleric in Iraq, has said that he definitely wants the elections to take place because he's concerned that any delay might lessen the ability of the Shiites to take control, the Shiites being the majority. And then you have Alawi here in the U.S. speaking for the Bush administration. I don't think it's too extreme to say that, saying there's reason for optimism. We could hold elections in many, if not all, of the precincts, 15 of the 18 provinces, where we think we've got it under control. But even he doesn't say he thinks that there could be nationwide fair and safe elections all through Iraq. But nonetheless, the idea is it would be a giant step in the political evolution of Iraq, and that's something that would feed into President Bush's claim that we're making progress in Iraq and that Iraq is on the way to becoming a full-fledged democracy, which would plant a seed in the Middle East, which is his grand design.
Not to be too baldly political about this, Juan, but how do you think the war in Iraq is doing simply as a political issue in this country this week, with Mr. Alawi here, with Mr. Bush defending his policies again, with Mr. Alawi in the Rose Garden at the White House with an appearance yesterday?
Well, I think it's a problem for President Bush. I mean, if you look at the polls, Alex, what you see is that Americans put a high degree of trust in President Bush when it comes to defending the U.S. against terrorists, even in terms of satisfaction with what's taken place in Afghanistan, even though we have yet to capture Osama bin Laden, the head of al-Qaeda. But when it comes to Iraq, there is great dissatisfaction this week, even from Republicans on Capitol Hill, Chuck Hagel, the senator from Nebraska, Senator McCain. And you see that in terms of public opinion as well. So it does have some liability. The question is whether or not Senator Kerry has found a way to capitalize on it. And so far, he has not been able to turn that switch to say to the American people, here is the reason why we need to change leaders, as they would put it, in the middle of the stream, in the middle of this war. That they've tried the tactic of suggesting that the funds are monies that could be spent here, they're young people that could have spent their lives here in some productive way in the United States. But so far, that argument hasn't carried the day and hasn't had significant impact politically.
NPR senior news correspondent Juan Williams, a regular guest here on Day to Day on Fridays. Juan, thanks again.
My pleasure, Alex.